Hey, welcome back, everybody. My fearless thinkers, my fearless friends. This is Michael DeVue, your host of Fearless Thinking, the podcast that asks the question, are you thinking fearlessly? This week, we are exploring the four F's of making fear your friend and its application to authentic leadership, mentorship, and our entrepreneurial journey. Yesterday, we talked about feel your fear, the first step in the four F's of making fear your friend, which is feel, foster, flip, and free your fear. We explored this masquerade of self-doubt hindering our leadership potential, but in episode 22, the power of mentorship, we're looking at how do we begin to move forward from just feeling our fear, but into a relationship with our fear. Maya Angelou once said, I can be changed by what I hear. I can be changed by what I see, but I can never be changed by what is not shared. And mentorship provides a safe space to share your fears and aspirations. A good mentor can be a sounding board, helping you delve deeper, if you will, into the stories that fear tells you. Having a good sounding board, especially when you're on your journey of making fear your friend, is, I think, very, very helpful. A lot of times, because getting outside of our head, unscrewing the lid on our proverbial jars, if you will, and taking a look at our ingredients label, because you can't see what's inside the jar if you're coming from inside of it, right? We live inside our own heads, and our own heads live inside of our own experiences and our own perspectives. And those experiences and perspectives live inside a system and an environment that we grew up in. Each one of these levels and layers, if you will, provides a certain filter and perspective that can harm the way that we see ourselves in the world as we begin to move through the world, as we begin to impact the world. And having a mentor or being a mentee affords us the opportunity to share that journey and share that understanding and foster a relationship, not only with ourselves and others, but also foster our relationship with fear. And that is step two, fostering your fear. The second F in the making fear your friend framework. Woo! There's a lot of F's. Is foster. This involves understanding the messages that our fears convey. So in step one is feel your fear. We're writing down those fears. We're acknowledging them. Then in step two, we're taking that a little bit step further, and we're trying to understand the messages that these fears convey from a very objective place. Are you afraid of making a mistake when you wrote your fears down in your fear journal? Do you have a fear of public speaking, perhaps? Is that what's holding you back in leading discussions in your meetings? Journaling or creating a vision board actually that embodies an idea of your future leadership self can be a powerful tool. You know, we talked about how Hirschfeld let us know that our brains perceive our future selves as an unimportant and unfamiliar individual. Well, vision boarding, journaling and vision boarding, by the way, puts that into a much more tangible space in our brain. It's no longer an unknown entity. It is now something we are beginning to define. Step one in feeling our fear. Step two in fostering a relationship with our fear. We've now added value. We're beginning to add value to that fear that's different than what it was before, right? So if you can imagine like Michelle Obama, which, you know, I think an incredible champion for women's empowerment, envisioning herself delivering a motivational speech years before she even gets on the stage, right? This is something I think we can all do. Visualization is a powerful, powerful tool and a form of fostering your fear and turning it into a roadmap for success. Visualization, vision boarding, and journaling. If you want to foster a relationship with your fear, then these are the steps you're going to need to take. I would encourage you to take to establish a better relationship with it by understanding its motives and what it's trying to convey, what it's trying to tell you. By fostering your fear, you gain valuable insights on yourself as well as your fears. You know, You might actually discover a deeper desire that is connected to either the outcome for your team, a need for you to hone communication skills. This self-awareness leads to improved decision-making, emotional intelligence, and empathy in leadership. One of the steps you can take, besides just seeking out a mentor, by the way, who can guide you through a process of fostering your fears, which is very healthy. I think I encourage everybody to have a mentor, if not three. Get three. I know there's a challenge to get one, but get three if you can. Each with a different perspective, because diversity is an amazing and exponential impact for your success. But this could be like a senior leader at your company as a mentor, or someone that you know in your professional network. Even a virtual mentor through platforms like Mento, which could be very helpful. In addition to that actionable step of finding a mentor, if you want to foster a relationship with your fear beyond vision boarding, beyond visualization practices, and beyond just journaling, I have a little trick. If you're familiar with those those AI assistants that join you at meetings, whether you're using Fathom or Fireflies, mine's called Fred from Fireflies. I have a weekly meeting on Wednesdays where I spend 30 to 45 minutes with Fred, my AI, talking about my strategies in the future, talking about the future plans that I have. I literally have a meeting with my future self. Like, that's the plan. Interestingly enough, when doing this practice, I'm now having a meeting with somebody I value. I'm now establishing an agenda of actionable items and steps with someone I care about. And as a result of doing that, taking that action, making that my future self a real, I guess, person for me, helps really navigate and tap down those fears. They stop coming up. I don't get those doubts very often at all anymore. I don't experience those waves of uncomfortable uncertainty and unworthiness stepping into who I am supposed to be, who I want to be. Because I spend time visualization, vision boarding, journaling, and having a meeting regularly with my future self to discuss, well, our future. So remember, authentic leadership isn't about being fearless so much as it's about leading with courage, right? In the face of your fears. And you can do that better and more holistically by fostering a better relationship with your fear. Leaders like, Malala Yousafzai, it's so hard to say, I apologize. Malala Yousafzai, who actually fought for girls' education. Those rights for girls' education, despite threats to her life, she still did it. And that can inspire us to use our voices to overcome fear for a greater good. Maybe have a few of those little examples of leaders who are doing it at the cutting edge of courage and fear. That might be helpful for you to envision those individuals, but I encourage you to also really envision yourself. I think you've got the opportunity here to really sort of vision board and place yourself in the seat of who you're talking to, fostering a relationship with your fear, giving it a name, giving it a value, giving it time, and recognizing and acknowledging that it has space and time in your daily life and your routines, rather than allowing it to just pop up uncomfortably at strange moments. That's never good. You know that's never good. I mean, you don't want it appearing unannounced in the middle of a meeting or in the middle of something where you were, you know, trying to convey a message. You really want to make sure that you're making time to foster a healthy and balanced relationship with your fear. You'll find that even if you think there are all these different kinds of fears, typically they're all just one. They come under one guise, and that's one part of yourself, of your character traits, just like joy, love, happiness, excitement, love. All those things are a character, a facet of your human existence. So is fear. It is just one small. It's one impactful side of who you are. And if you begin a journey to really have a better relationship with it, I think you'll find ultimately that fostering a relationship with your fear and turning it into a companion on your journey is going to be majorly beneficial. So thank you for joining us today on Step 2, Fostering Your Fear, Episode 22, The Power of Fostering Your Fear and Fostering a Relationship, Mentorship Relationship. I think these are cool things to do. This week, we're talking about the four F's of making fear your friend: feel, foster, flip, and free. And today, we explored fostering your fear. I hope this little nugget of information helps you begin to foster a better relationship with your fear and turn fear into your friend. So thanks for listening today to the Fearless Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and tomorrow we'll be back to look at step 3, flip your fear. And that doesn't mean flip it off. That just means, I'm sorry, I know. Okay, never mind. Go have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful whatever. Go do some fearless thinking. Okay, bye.